Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us now from Baton Rouge is correspondent Scott McLean to give us the very latest on that. Good morning to you, Scott. What is the view there this morning as police continue to try to investigate this? There was not a lot of information they provided yesterday to us about it, beyond the fact that there were three dead and three injured. Where are we this morning?
Yeah, Brian Lehrer, good morning. We are a little bit past that in terms of information. We know, as you mentioned, that yesterday morning it was a quiet Sunday interrupted by a hail of gunfire. The call first came in around 8:40. A gentleman was with a gun, wearing a mask, walking along a highway. Police arrived. They exchanged gunfire with the man. This was all over within 8 minutes. Three officers killed, three injured. One of those officers in critical condition. The suspect, his name is Gavin Long. Yesterday was actually his 29th birthday. We know that he's from Kansas City. That was the last address he lived at. Apparently, he came down through Dallas and then Baton Rouge. Prior to that shooting, we know that he was at the police headquarters sitting in his car before carrying out this attack.
And what do we know about this? Is there only one suspect? Because there was a time when there were three suspects that were identified, or they thought that there were three suspects. What do we know about this Gavin Long, and was there anyone else involved?
Yeah, so there was plenty of misinformation right off the bat about potentially several active shooters. That turns out to be false. There was at least, police saying at this point, just one active shooter. That is 29-year-old Gavin Long. They did take into custody briefly and interview briefly two people, but those people were released since then, and so all eyes are on Gavin Long, and this is a very complex character. Last year, he actually changed his name to Cosmo Setapenra, apparently because he was a member of the Ouachita Nation, which is a black sovereign group who doesn't recognize the authority of the federal government. He also seemed to be involved with other fringe conspiracy groups and had a very active presence on social media. In fact, a few days ago, he recorded a video claiming to be in Dallas in the wake of that police shooting that killed five people. But on the other hand, he was an ex-Marine, an Iraq war vet, who was discharged in 2010 as a sergeant. Now, the social media posts that I mentioned, they seem to get more and more cryptic as we led up yesterday. And one of them, he said the only way to overcome a bully was not to protest. I wasn't going to do anything with either money or bloodshed. In this case, obviously, he chose bloodshed.
All right, so how are police reacting today? I guess that they are taking extra precautions because you never know if there's another one out there.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear from them later this afternoon again, but I can tell you, even just from coming inside the police headquarters here in Baton Rouge, there's an obvious security presence that would not normally be here. In addition to the fence around this facility, they've also installed temporary fencing to sort of better control the flow of people and traffic. When we came in this morning, we were greeted by two officers in bulletproof vests and what looked to be assault rifles as well, checking IDs of the media coming in. And so you can imagine it's pretty tense around here. The other place where police are active, I should say, is in Kansas City, where that's the last known address, obviously, of this Gavin Long, the suspect. A local news reporter actually went up to his door yesterday, was greeted by a man with what looked to be a rifle or an assault rifle, potentially, who told that person to, you know, get off the property. Police have since gone in there. They swarmed the facility or swarmed the house, excuse me. So we're waiting for more information on that.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for giving us the very latest there from Baton Rouge, where, again, you know, we are in one of these really bad situations where police officers, the thin blue line, are coming under attack.